It's that time of week again. We get you caught up on everything social media. Justin Timberlake was in town last week for a pair of concerts here in Houston, and he got a chance to hang out with some of his pals, like J.J. Watt. Timberlake called Watt up on stage for the concert. They talked about what a beautiful, resilient city Houston is. All right, on their day off, he went to a Rockets game with J.J. Watt. They were sitting courtside. Here they are doing a t-shirt toss. JT also met up with Andre Johnson after his first concert. Here he is later with an autographed jersey for JT. Much love, brother, Andre writes. Deshaun Watson was on hand for Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals. Next, here's a connection we hope to see a lot of in 2018. We like to call it 10-4. Here's something else to get you excited for the 2018 season. Whitney Merciless with the hashtags haven't lost a step, and what pectoral injury. Next, DJ Reader returned to his hometown of Greensboro, North Carolina, where he presented two scholarships. He also announced for the first time scholarships from the David V. Reader Memorial Scholarship Fund in honor of his late father. Next, Jonathan Joseph and his family headed off to Walt Disney World, where they tried out this ride. It basically simulates an elevator falling from really, really high up, and then it makes it into a movie as a souvenir for you and your family. Such good sports. Also love the Joseph family in their matching family shirts. Dream big, work hard, but even J.J. Watt didn't see this coming. He was awarded an honorary degree of Doctor of Humanities in Medicine from the Baylor College of Medicine. J.J. takes his medical degree very seriously, and that's going to bring us to our prime sport, Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Someone got J.J. Watt a prescription pad to go with his new doctor status. His first prescription to Christian Covington. He received this diagnosis for weirdness. No Marvel movies for 2 weeks, a stiff drink times three twice a week, one hair color change. This prescription is not free. This isn't Canada. Seems pretty harsh, but Christian still gives him a 10 out of 10 review, so I guess we will too. And if you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it likes and stuff, and you might see it on here next week.